Episode 77. In this episode, I'll share with you my opinion on whether you can justify the cost of upgrading your LinkedIn account.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. As John said, my name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with online marketing. Do you know what? I'm astounded by the number of people who are downloading and listening to this podcast at every episode, and the numbers are just increasing every week, which is just brilliant, absolutely awesome. Jay, it dawned on me though that I've absolutely no idea who's actually listening though. So what type of businesses are you from? Where in the world are you? I'd like to get to know you guys better so that I can start to tailor the content around these industries. So I'm going to challenge you. Where are you right now? Are you taking the dog for a walk? Perhaps you're doing the ironing? At the gym? Are you working? I challenge you to do a photo bomb. Yes, take a selfie of yourself wherever you are listening to this podcast and either post it online in the comments section of the blog or tweet it and just tag my handle in at Julia Doherty. Doherty, by the way, is spelled D-O-H-E-R-T-Y. So at Julia Doherty. And I promise I'll give you a mention to all the people who have photobombed the show on the next episode and it'll be fun. Also, I'll be learning about what industries you're from, so I'll be able to tailor make future content that will be just for you guys.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
In addition to the blog article, I also like to share with you a tool or a technique that I use in my business every single day. So before we get to this week's blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
Okay, this week's tool of the day is Snap Engage. So Snap Engage enables you to chat with your customers in real time online on your website. And the initial version, you get 4 operators, which is quite cool. I must admit, we convert daily business using this system, and my bounce rates has decreased considerably since we've implemented this new system. We've previously had a different system. I won't tell you what product it was, but we've had that previous system for 3 years. And I can honestly say I've had more conversions in the last month than I previously did over the last 3 years using Snap Engage. So it is wicked. Well, the other thing I like about it as well is it interacts with your Facebook page. So if you check out our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/greenumbrellabiz, B-I-Z, then you'll see there's a little tab and it says chat with us. And you can click on there. You can instantly have an online conversation with any of the operators that we've got. I say we've got 4 guys that are always online constantly. So check that one out. That's this week's tool of the day, and that's Snap Engage. And you can do that to find it by going to green-umbrella.biz/Snap Engage. That's my affiliate link.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
Okay, this week's blog article is called Should I Upgrade My LinkedIn Account? I'm often asked this question, so I thought that my blog would be the perfect place to answer it. I wish there was a simple yes or no, but sadly there isn't. I'm a big fan of not upgrading your LinkedIn account unless you work in a particular sector or you're time-starved. If you're a recruiter working in IT, executive search, headhunting or engineering sectors, then upgrading your account, your LinkedIn account, with the recruiter package is certainly worth the investment. However, the free version of LinkedIn is adequate for the majority of account holders. This is my opinion, by the way, as there are many loopholes within LinkedIn where you can achieve the same results that the upgraded versions give you. You just need to know where to look. Before I go into my explanations, I need to stress that this is purely my opinion. I know that many LinkedIn training professionals may disagree with what I'm about to say. So for those of you who are disagreeing with what I'm about to say, perhaps you should just tune in to the next episode. Okay. Right, what are the upgraded packages and how much do they cost? Well, there are 4 types of packages, premium accounts they call them, that you can choose from. I've got links to all of these in the show notes. The first one is the business package, and that's for general business users. And they start at £14.99 a month, and they go through to £49.99 a month. There's the job seeker package for job seekers, and that's the smallest package. That starts at £12.99 a month, and that goes up to £39.99 a month. There's one called the sales professional, so for sales professionals, and that starts at £29.99 a month to £64.99 a month. And the one that they probably make the most money out of is the recruiter packages, and they're for enterprise recruiters, and they start at £29.99 and it goes all the way through to £499.95 a month. That's how expensive the top range package is. Okay, so what type of special features do you get with upgraded packages? I'll explain some of the main differences, and you can decide for yourself if you think it's worth the investment of, as a minimum, £170 a year to over £7,000 in the year. Is this really worth it? Okay, so some of these features. The first one is see who's viewed your profile. With most upgraded packages, you can see who has been looking at your profile. You can see a limited amount of people who have viewed your profile on the free version. But did you know that if you log out, then log back in again, you're going to see additional people who have viewed your profile? I'm not sure that I could really be bothered to do this, keep logging in and logging out. But if it was important to me, then it's handy to know. I've also got a bit of opinion is, you know, I just don't really care who's looking at my profile. It's an open profile. I appreciate the people looking at it. The more people that look at it, the better as far as I'm concerned. I'm not worried about my competition. So for me, see who's viewed your profile is not worth the upgrade. Okay, it's just my opinion. The second one is in-mail messages. Okay, this is another feature of LinkedIn which has its limitations. With any of the lower end packages, say from $14.99 a month, you get to send a maximum of, wait for it, 3 emails. If you upgrade to a higher level account, say something like the Sales Navigator Team package, which is $64.99 a month, you can still only send 25 emails. And these are not emails, these are in-mails, as in LinkedIn mails. If I was an executive recruiter and my placement value was quite high, then yes, this is an extremely valuable feature. But for everyday recruiters like me and you, then you will soon reach your 25 emails if you're looking for less, what we call niche people. By the way, I've created a quick video for you to show you how to get around this looking for people, and how you can actually send messages to absolutely anybody on LinkedIn using the free account. But you have to visit the website, go onto the blog, and you can play the video. All you have to do is go to allthews.green-umbrella.biz/77. That will direct you to the blog article, and you can see the video that shows you how you can message absolutely anybody on LinkedIn using the free account. So there are loopholes in this. Okay, another feature is the premium badge and profile branding. It said banding then. If you like your badge of honour and you feel that it's worth upgrading to have a little gold IN on your profile, then it's certainly worth upgrading. I was looking through some forums, and there's a whole thread on people discussing the fact that you get more credibility on LinkedIn if you've upgraded. So if you're showing this badge and people know that you've paid for it, you get more credibility. But I was really tempted to join in and say how narrow-minded it seems to me. But if that's how others' perceptions of upgrading your account is, then it may be worth consideration. On the other hand, I do like the new branding on the upgraded profiles, and I must admit I was so tempted to upgrade to £7.50 a month to actually have this facility, because you know there's a nice big header that you can put over the branding of the account, and it looks great. And then I read an article from LinkedIn to say that they will be rolling this out to free users in the not so near future, so I'm going to save my pennies and I'm going to wait until my day comes. So that's the third one, which is premium badge and profile branding. Lots of P's. Okay, next one is profiles per search. As you know, LinkedIn will only give you a limit of 100 profiles per search on the free account. And this increases when you upgrade. The more you pay, the more search results you're given. Even on the executive business plan, you still only receive 700 results and you pay $64.99 for the privilege. There's a hack around this, by the way. All LinkedIn profiles are indexed by Google. So if you need to search the whole of LinkedIn, then I'd advise heading over to Google and do your searches there. If you use a Boolean search techniques, or even if you use a free software tool called recruiting.net, that's recruiting.net, which I love, by the way, you can increase your search results by a click of a button. No need to upgrade. Again, how to use recruiting.net is explained in the video above. Next one is saved searches. Saved searches. This is one feature that I would certainly entice me to upgrade, as I think it's a really good feature, especially if I was working in recruitment. I love the way that you get notified if someone changes a job and it matches your criteria, or if someone's perhaps been promoted and again it matches your criteria, then you get a notification in your inbox. Fantastic. There are other features within the upgraded packages that you should consider before making your mind up to stay with the free service, such as the exclusive recruiter iPhone app. I must admit, I've never tried this, so you have to let me know if it's any good. There's the team collaboration, which is powerful tools to share data and information within a team. Again, I haven't upgraded, so I haven't used this tool, but that sounds quite cool. And for job seekers, you get enhanced for those enhanced packages, you get loads of little features that may be worth exploring, such as you get regular webinars, apparently, you get salary data, and there's an area called Applicant Insights as well, which seems quite cool. So if you're a job seeker, it might be worth looking at that one. So there you go. This is my take on upgrading your LinkedIn account. As you can see, I have a free account and I will not be upgrading in the near future. However, it is still, if I was still in recruitment and if I was working on some high-level vacancies, then I would certainly reconsider.
Geocacher, podcaster, mother, social media geek, wife. At Julia Doherty is where you'll find her on Twitter.
So what's your opinion? Have you upgraded? Do you find that you use the extra services? Do you subconsciously give additional credibility to those that have a premium account? Or do you not even think about it? I'd be really interested to hear your thoughts. I really hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. If you have knowledge about online marketing, then why not consider becoming a guest blogger for Green Umbrella? We're increasing our weekly content, so we are looking for additional bloggers. I'm actually fully booked now up until November, but if you're interested, then let me know. Perhaps you're a marketer or a business coach. They tend to work really well because they're giving something back to the small business owner, which is our target market. As already mentioned, you don't need to take any notes and we have a full transcript of the article. And of course, you can watch those all important videos I've mentioned, as well as links to things like recruiting and stuff like that. All you have to do is visit all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/77 to read in more detail. And of course, you can subscribe to the blog. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Take care. See you soon. Bye-bye for now.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.